We're doing the Holy Letters of the Rebbe. This is 1036, and this is the first day of Sivan Tovshin Yidalf in Brooklyn. Shalom Abracha, peace and blessing. So the Rebbe says, I'm in receipt of your letter in which you write that they suggested for you a shirach, a match, but the girl is still not sure, and perhaps she and her father are going to go to the Rebbe, ask him his opinion. They ask the Rebbe his opinion. So, what else is new, huh? But the point here is, I guess he was trying to put in a good word, a good word to him. I don't know what he's saying. The Rebbe says, you don't mention in your letter who this girl is. You don't say her name. So, also, it's not clear from your letter, are you seeking my advice, or you want me just so I know what your outlook is, the Rebbe is saying, so that before you're trying to sort of, before she and her father will come to me, you're trying to sort of prepare me or something like that, I'm not sure exactly. So the Rebbe says, as far as this situation, the general rule of thumb, the Rebbe says, is that you ask by friends who, you know, your friends, many friends, to find, actually, you find people to go and speak to the other thing that they should convince the other side in a way that it's going to be acceptable to them, that they're going to agree. What? But the Rebbe says it seems from your writing that he cannot find out what's the reason that's preventing. Why are they not? What's the problem with this suggestion? What is holding it back? And certainly the Rebbe says when you have good news, you'll let me know. I mean, basically, he doesn't know what's holding up. The Rebbe says, I'd be interested to know if you have a set time to study Torah for yourself in general, Torah, and especially if you learn Hasidus. And if in the earlier generation there was a need, it was an absolute need to learn Hasidus, but today, it's impossible without it. You have to, it's impossible without it. For many, many reasons. And in our situation, it's even extra to have to even mention this, because you mentioned in your own letter that your grandfather traveled to the Rebbe. In other words, he went to the Rebbe. And I'm going to use the language that my father-in-law used. If you are asking me a question which is connected to a shidduch, to a match, so in other words, you're seeking my advice, you think that the Rebbe can help you out and give you advice, as far as advice and blessing, as far as a shidduch goes. Now, a shidduch, it says in the Gemara that those are matters which is as difficult as bringing a pair together, and by nowadays we should say keeping them together, is as hard as if splitting the sea. You know, the splitting the sea was a tremendous work. So bringing them together is like splitting the sea. So the Rebbe says, here is something which is such a difficult task, and you're asking me to help out or to advise and to guide you with that. So, and our sages tell us that they once asked, what does God occupy himself? What does God do? So he says that God goes ahead and he pairs people together. That's his job. So this was one of the accountants asked the rabbi, he says, what does God do? And he says, the God puts the together. He says, I don't understand. That's a problem. That's what he spends his time. He says, no problem. Look, I got 100 maidservants and I have 100 servants. In one night, I'll make a shidduch. Gave out an order. He says, you with you, A with A, B with B. He says, this, 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 these maidservants with this woman together. And I'll do it in one day. What does God do? He says, so he said she gave the instruction that all these have to get married. The next day, this guy is coming with a bleedy eye, and this is with a bleedy nose, and that one with the older nose. He says, oh no, it doesn't work that way. So he says, okay. So the Rebbe says like this. So this is what Hashem does. I, the Rebbe says, I'm not an expert matchmaker. I'm not a shatchan matchmaker. And I'm not even a matchmaker who is not an expert. I'm not a shatchan at all. And yet, you're seeking to hear my opinion. So how much more so that you should listen to my opinion when it comes to the study of Hasidus, to set up a time of learning Hasidus. The Rebbe doesn't articulate it, but this is my expertise. Study of Torah is my expertise. So when I tell you that this is what you should do, so you can trust me in that. These are not the words the Rebbe uses here. May Hashem give you success in life, may lead you successfully in life, that through the fact that you will tie yourself to the inner parts of Torah, which is the luminary of Torah, this is going to illuminate your walk. You'll know how to go. You'll know how to live your life. You'll find the path and the right decision that is fitting for you both physically and spiritually. The Rebbe adds, he is attaching the talk from Lag BaOmer that just has been published, together with the general letter which belongs with it, which also talks about the study of Pnimius HaTorah. And the Rebbe blesses him to receive the Torah, the Simcha BePnimius. So it looks like this is a person who vaguely wanted to write to the Rebbe. Maybe also, I would suggest, maybe not so respectfully, was trying to sort of get the, I'm not sure we can use thinking to manipulate, you know, the situation for the Rebbe to get him, and hoping that, and the Rebbe uses every opportunity to get people closer to learning Torah and to Hasidus, and telling them that if they spend time learning Torah and especially Hasidus, they will find the solutions to their problems or to their issues or to resolve their questions to their satisfaction.